Almighty God, we are truly in awe of you. We marvel at your mighty acts, which set you apart from us. When we witness all you've created and accomplished, we wonder, what are we to you? Remind us that you are our Father who cares for us, always loves us, empowers us, and entrusts us. You have entrusted us with the task of spreading the gospel. Your Son, Jesus Christ, depends upon us to tell the story of your love for us, lest your Son's life and death, his labor and suffering, be in vain. Help us to trust that the words spoken today and through the ministry of Pastor Steve will be received and will take root in people's hearts. You've entrusted us with the care of your people near and far. You call us to stand up for people and the ideals and conditions of life that will help them to flourish. We thank you for those who have put themselves in harm's way and have had to make sacrifices of their own safety because of the confession of Christ. Protect them from harm and let their example of faith inspire us courageously to live as Christ's people. You've also entrusted us with the care of the sick or those who suffer from any other ailment or adversity, and we pray they may have their afflictions lifted from them. Support them with the strength by which your Son bore the cross for us, that they be upheld in faith toward you and trust in your never-failing love and grace. You've entrusted us with the gift of neighbors and community. Remember the cities of our land, many of which battle crime and corruption and struggle to maintain the services needed to protect and serve their residents. Graciously give them good and faithful government officials who hold and administer their offices not to be served, but to serve. Guide them that they may faithfully serve for the public good and the honor of your name. You've entrusted us with the care of your creation. We are to be the stewards of the earth, and we are to treat creation with caution and wonder, gratitude and care. Forgive us, God, for our short-sighted plans and wasteful practices. Forgive us for our slowness to change habits of consumption and waste even when the world is at stake. You've entrusted us with the gift of fellowship. It is in the ties formed by your Holy Spirit that we come to know your true fellowship. We pray for Peggy and Joe as they wrap up their meetings today. We pray that the Holy Spirit has revealed his purposes for our church at this gathering. But Lord, let us be reminded that the church doesn't stand on any one person's shoulders. Not one of us can further your plans on our own, but together we can complement each other's strengths and cancel out our weaknesses. As a unified body focused on the gospel of Christ, we can do great things in your honor. You've entrusted us with so much, and though we marvel at it, our trust rests ultimately in you. No other is worthy of the praise we sing and prayers we make. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.